Hurricane Isaac has moved inland, but is taking its sweet time moving northwestward. We'll likely find the Midwest turning wet this weekend, though, and we'll likely see some local flooding across parts of the Delta. The forecast does continue to suggest that the heaviest rains will be in Louisiana, southern portions of Arkansas, and the southwestern half of Mississippi, or maybe the southwestern one-third. The greatest amounts of rain in that area will result in more generalized flooding, but the rest of the Delta will probably not see a general flood, but we'll see localized flooding as the storm moves further to the north. We're expecting the storm system to spend a couple of days now working its way up into Missouri, so the Midwest will probably not see a tremendous amount of moisture here for a little while. The storm will be focused mostly on Louisiana and Mississippi today. We'll likely see the storm spending most of the day tomorrow and early on Friday in Arkansas and then spreading into southern Missouri. The odds are fairly good that we'll see a very rainy day in Missouri as we get out towards the Friday-Saturday time period, with a big part of the heaviest amounts of moisture expected to occur from Friday afternoon into Saturday across that state. Then after that, the storm will turn to the east and will likely see the majority of the significant rains shifting off into the heart of the Midwest. Definitely going to be at least a band of significant rains. We think that the rain totals will probably run from anywhere from 1 to maybe 4 inches, with some locally greater amounts maybe to 5 or 6 inches across parts of the Midwest. Those heavier amounts, though, will definitely be localized. There's a small amount of concern about a corn ear droppage for those crops that are very weak out there because of the drought. There's been some droppage reports already that have nothing to do with this heavy rain event or any gusty winds that might come with a few thunderstorms. I don't think this is going to be a widespread problem, but it's going to be a concern, I imagine, for some areas out there where the corn has not been harvested. But outside of that, I don't think there's going to be any negative issues to really speak of for the majority of the Midwest. Soybean crop will certainly benefit from whatever rain does fall. Isaac will likely lose a lot of its intensity as it comes northward, and so the amount of soaking rains for the Midwest, again, are going to be somewhat confined to a narrow band, but we will still see beneficial moisture in most of the lower eastern Midwest, and that will help to improve the prospects for perhaps some wheat planting later in September, and also help to give a little boost to the late season soybean crops. Follow-up moisture is still going to be necessary across the Midwest before this drought is over, of course, and follow-up moisture will still be needed even to support the wheat planting process most likely as well. Speaking of wheat planting out there in the plains, it looks like the weather pattern may improve again with another chance for rain coming back into hard red winter wheat country. This will occur after Isaac moves out of the Midwest. Sometime next week, we'll probably find the wheat country in the central and southwestern plains looking at some beneficial rainfall once again. The precipitation out there will be supplementary to that which occurred late last week and early in the weekend and help to support a better planting outlook for some areas across the region. Last weekend's precipitation failed to occur in the High Plains region from West Texas up into western portions of Nebraska, and these areas should do better with rain next week. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be seasonably warm over these next few days. A lot of temperatures in the 80s are expected, a few upper 70s perhaps in some of the northernmost parts of the region, but otherwise the areas east of the Mississippi will see the more seasonable readings. The areas to the west will probably have a bit more of a warmer bias. In fact, temperatures will be back over 95 and perhaps over 100 degrees in portions of the northern plains over the next 24 hours. The heat will all abate, though, once Isaac is out of the way. A cool front, in fact, two of them, will likely bring some cooler air into the Midwest next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.